So let's turn to the Gold Prayer Book, to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. Gosum gupe gone chaselo ne sham yi tu chedi malubu tomene sadi tun tam chesha Ke pa ge wa nam la je iran Kor wa ma ton bar du le june Dro la che ki ko lo kor wa dam Da jengen an jan chu che I'll turn to page 97. Let's chant the short mandal offering at the bottom of the page. Sa ji per ki Shushing Meto Tam Rirab Lishi Nide Gen Padi Sangye Jing Du Mikte ua yidro shunam dag jing la chepasho jetsu lama Dampa kenam ki cheku kala ken se chu jin ti ji ta sam pe du je Zima la jab geche ki char pa wap tu se hidam guru rata mandala kam niryatayami. Chedanso ki chonam la janchu badu dani kapsuchi Dagi chenyengi peser nam gi dola penchir sangye tu parsho Chedanso ki chonam la janchu badu dani kapsuchi Dagi chenyengi peser nam gi dola penchir sangye tu parsho Chedanso ki chonam la janchu badu dani kapsuchi Dagi chenyengi peser nam gi dola penchu sangye tu parsho
Mm. So now here, yeah, page number 159, LC 109, next two lines, okay. First two lines cover. So the next two lines. So Niba Neto Chun Tamzed and Batama Chet, so Neto Chun is. You have been giving the permissions to practice Vajrayana teachings from like qualified Vajra masters. So, the qualified Vajra masters probably also they are giving you the permissions to practice Vajrayana teachings. After that, you become the vessels, the proper vessels for Vajrayana teaching. So then after that, what is the most important things to practice is Samaya and vows, Buddhist vows, Tantric vows, all the vows. Nivane to chune tamjita dhamma dhaba chetsu, how to keep them pure, or protect them from the downfalls. how to purify that, okay. Mudra tamjita dhamma sule jeva dhamma chinjeva. Bless me, able to keep the samaya and the vows. Even though it costs my own life, so I'll keep them like that. Please bless me to able to do that, to keep samayas and the vows, even though it costs my life. That's more important. Very, very important to keep them, even though it costs your own life. So that, that says all. Not explanation needed. It itself says all. The mind streams. Your mind has been prepared based on common path, refers to renunciations, bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing emptiness, three principal accepts of path to enlightenment. Mind has been trained based on common practice. That's how you enter into Vajrayana practice. With the knowledge of three principal aspects of path to enlightenment. Last the own number about tonnes, receive the pure initiations, complete or pure initiations. Udubjitsawa, the root of the cities, spiritual attainments, city. Udub. There's different kind of cities, common city, uncommon cities, Udhujitsava, the root of the spiritual attainment or siddhi is the pledge and vows. Therefore, it's very important to keep them even though it costs your own life, because these are the root of all the small siddhis or siddhis. So therefore, one should put all your effort to keep them pure. Because it's the root of all the cities, so. Tamsikdan domba sushindu suna ngurum yabatom nibanes. If you keep them pure, then definitely you will achieve cities. There's no question, no doubt. is guaranteed. Tsadung shibjibale, tsadung shibjibale. Ngabe teda pangne, pangani, ngudu ngeba tabaju. Ngabe teda pangani. Ngapa, you know, like tantric practitioners called Ngapa. Ngapa doesn't have to be lay person, Ngapa could be monks, nuns, you know. Ngapa, you see now the other traditions, long hair, lay people, you know. So, Ngapa doesn't have to be like that, wearing white clothes. Keep long hair here, or maybe long hair there. What do you call it? Keep
in a bun.
Ngape tantric practitioners, if they're able to abandon all the downfall, that's guarantee you'll achieve siddhis. Lama is quoting Yonzi Hijan is quoting one of the tantric texts, backing up his statements. Teya tamjidan domba namba tabe gone lam komna ringbo midoba rab siddhis. With the pure vow samaya, if you practice tantra, it won't take too long to achieve, you know, fully enlightenment. Best case scenario within this life. If not, in the bardo. If not, then maybe after a couple of lifetimes, you'll be enlightened. If you keep pledge and the vow purely. Because these are the roots of, you know, roots. Mahasiddhi refers to enlightenment. So there's a city, you know, like other types of city, common city, like can go, normal people take like 2 days, it takes like 5 minutes, you can get there, you know, Kanjogatama, there's, you know, then all kinds of cities, you know, all kinds of cities, you could grab something from the space, you know, grabbing something from the space, Namgajurong, and many. So, like, you know, disappearing into the ground, then appear somewhere else, you know, there's many different types of cities, so did not mention here, but you know, some other texts, you know, they mentioned many different kinds of cities, so if you manage to keep samaya vow purely, you know, best in this life. If not, in the part of the state. If not, after a few lifetimes, will be that, you know. Check there. Lamrim ni gomba chirmach vinyas. In this life, for some reason, you're exposed to Buddha Dharma, maybe later part of your life, not much energy to learn something, you know, learn all of that. Said lamrim ni gomba chirmach vinyas. Because of that, not able to practice the two stages of, you know, the path in Haisa Yoga Tantra, because first of all, maybe you don't understand them. There's no time to study. No time to, even though there's time to study, there's no time to practice, so on and so forth. Tamtik dan domba, sushin do sunde, manyamba chena, chavachutu. If you keep pure samaya, pure vows, even though there's not much knowledge about two stages of the path, or maybe don't understand them well, or maybe there's no time to practice. But if you can keep samaya and vow purely within 16 lifetimes, there's a guarantee you'll be enlightened 16 lifetimes. Even though you don't understand the two stages of the path completely or not understand them, there's a found a person to explain to you, or didn't have time to practice, so on so forth. But if you can keep samaya and vow purely within 16 lifetimes, you'll be enlightened, that's guaranteed, so. Saha, Sara, Sara hai, tibi debar changba. Changbe sawa zhijin julis. Lama is now begging up his, what he said, begging up, quoting some texts. Ongur yanda jinde na jedang jewa ongur chuso. Ungu yanda jinde na jedang jewa ongur chuso. Ti jewa dula ni magum baya ngudu chuso. So just saying whatever what I just said. He's just backing up some other state, some other text. Kangla gomba te de shings, kalde tanzi dula ni Tidi lewa ki matubus, jawashindu ngudubus, rishi tamdi nyamba na ngudubtaba tashu ki sa, mi jawa nyamba ngas. Not able to keep samaya, vows purely, then just forget about it, actually being enlightened within this lifetime, and it's also difficult to find just human rebirth, it's difficult to find just human rebirth, just forget about it. Achieving enlightenment within 16 lifetimes. So now, this class is preparations for you to receive initiation. You have to understand what is most important. Of course, practice. No practice. Two stages, no highest yoga tantra, two stages of the generation stage, complete stage. There's two jhelim zhorim. Of course, need to study, then learn, then practice. If not, no. Minimum, need to keep samaya and vow purely. Then otherwise, you can run, every initiation given by any kind of people, you can run into that. There'll be zero result, no result, zero. Even not human rebirth. Just forget about city or mahasiddhi. No, none of them would happen. So, Shedashdi, Tamsi Navalese, Kalde Tuma Mechunas, if you keep the vows in samaya purely, within 16 lifetimes, you'll be enlightened. So the Lama is quoting, this is an important statement, so he's quoting many, many different texts. Namdo dare changse, magom churjang tungmena, even without meditation on two stages of the path, even without meditation, because you don't understand them. If you don't understand then how you can do meditation, there's no, impossible. Magom churjang tungmena, if you manage to keep pure vow samaya within 16 lifetimes, you'd be enlightened. Oh, she's so much. Judar to Jiji Shum Mambo Teshin Sunzos, then the Lama saying many, many Tantra texts said that, you know, said that, same thing like that. Pamzidan Domba Sushin to Masumba Yavatananis. Oh, receiving initiation is more important just than. Don't bother to think about samaya, vows, it doesn't matter. The receiving is very more important. You just become blind. You just completely become blind. So, not knowing what you're getting into, not knowing. Tamjinda vasujinda maso yavato. Yavato means being careless. Careless. Udu mitoba mase. Not just achieving, there will be no mahasiddhi or spiritual attainment, not just that. Dichikundu, this life, many more life, the future, you just have to destroy it. You just destroy it yourself. So don't you do it. Shendo tamti lenyam na nyamba duji suwanju tenen dunga nyongjuji tsurdu tedi nyawandos. As I mentioned, deliberately opening the door to hell realms. That's what it means, deliberately opening the door to hell realms. So, Jie Tamsi Nyamnani, Tse Diriti, Duda Lordela Soba, Tume Tse Shin Suno, Yangawa, Tume Nade, Nidu Chivata, then all kinds of problems will occur, all kinds of problems, obstacles for your life spans, you know, then all kinds of, you know, like spiritual harm, all kinds of things happen, so. Shinya name to tonga so, then you know, they go to the worst hell realms. Tamjin nyamba, yidamji, phala, shubha puja, mishepan, so, tamjin nyambe, so, place, samaya, samaya. Nyam is deteriorated. No, samaya has been deteriorated. Not able to practice. Tanzin nyam de yidam jilhala chuba puja mishe. Even though you make offering to the deities, they will not accept. They will not accept. Even chuba puja mishe bani, yidam na chuba puja mishe. So, you can make all kind of offerings, the bottom line, the deity will not accept your offering because your place is broken, your place is broken or contaminated, you know. Dazan Tile, the Mijibani Dazan says, the Lama is quoting again text, what he just said. Ngaji ngudub, ngaji ngudub, ngudub. It's like city, ma city, spiritual attainment. Ma chungudu. Tente this, wishing for city, spiritual attainment, or ma, like, ma city, wonderful, you know, like, or again, grab something from the space. You know, grab something from space. Oh, then, you know, able to disappear, you know, like the all kinds of cities. Huh? But you have desire to achieve that. When the, if that's your desire for, you need to keep your samaya purely. Samaya purely. Shinto chena, nga genji, nga la sobe temidu. You could be known all this practice, and all the practice, and all generous stages, community stages, how to practice them all. If your pleasure is broken, not get anywhere. Oh. It's not just about knowledge. Oh. The root of the city is the vow and the pledge. It's not knowledge. The root of the city. Oh. It's the vow and samaya. Nākīji nālāsobe tēmīdō fannam jāni fannam jāni tāngjīgi sōyā shizumīdō this. Yeah, you can do invocation, you can invite all them here, make offerings, they just won't. Nothing going to happen. Nothing going to happen. So yeah, jiden diru dungache, jiden paro nyawanam tamji jyoban deba yinso. Mombe danyi tedo shesu, unse tenso, that is all like importance of, you know, keeping vow and samaya, you know, much as you can, Oh. Tamdi dan dumba yawa to de ngaji gon de chiche jang idam tang suma manye suma nye tamme na so. Tamdi dan dumba, you know, samaya and vows. I don't care about samaya and vows. Then you recite mantra, you know, all kind of mantra you can recite. Hidam, deity, suma, dharma protectors. There's no way you can please them. There's no way you can please them. Actually, the reciting mantra is the way to please them, but that very method is not going to please them because your vow is broken, your samaya is broken. And therefore, tamji nyamba tela kando ta shazat me tseshins. Tela yidamji, tela yidamji jang jabba mishepani, dejo sajile. So now it goes on. So I hope this is not going to create you depressions. This is very important to know. Very, very important to know, to help other people to understand. Need to know. You can't just say something nice, just make them happy. Oh, fine, you are qualified. No, lie. It's just lies. You are deliberately opening doors for them to help them. That's what you do. You know, so everybody kind of laugh and kind of, it's just not good. It's not good. Need to tell the truth. Because each one of you are capable to practice, capable to learn. Who knows what kind of karmic seed that you have in the mind stream. If you don't tell them the truth, it becomes obstacle, so their enlightenment maybe get postponed like many more lifetimes. That's what it means, opening the door to hell realm deliberately. Need to say it very clearly. Exactly the way Lama says the text need to say whether people are happy or not happy. That's not important. Important to make sure they understand what is Vajrayana practice all about. Oh, that's most important. Okay. Then, So this is shortcut for enlightenment. If you are truly, seriously, genuinely seeking enlightenment, then these things are very important to understand. Otherwise, you can put so much effort, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. That's no good. Whatever you put into is going to, become the cause for something rather than nothing. Not just that, deliberately opening door to heaven. Nothing to be depressed, need to be happy to understand all these things about Tantra teachings. With that understanding, if you receive initiations, so that's good, it's very, very good. Because this Lama is quoting many, many texts, one after another. Why is it very important? It's very important. Practicing Vajrayana teaching is not like samsaric party. It's not like samsaric party, it is for enlightenment. You don't have to worry about renunciation, you don't have to worry about vows, you can drink, you can do all kinds of things. Exactly. Or deliberately opening the door to hell, that's what it is. look at Emma Sambhava, he drinks. Why we cannot drink? Yeah, you drink. You drink. If you have equal realization, like Emma Sambhava, you go ahead and drink. Then see what happens. misunderstood by people because somebody explained, somebody gave the wrong information, a bit misunderstood. No, this is not good. Then, this is that Tamsi Tsushin to Mizuwa Sangala Chabani Chima Zhejang Nangzuwa. Even though outside looks kind of nice, looks kind of, inside is all rotten. Fruit that looks from outside looks kind of nice, inside is all rotten. Now the legs are going to become like that. Have no any understanding of what is Vajrayana teachings, and by pretending doing something this and that, Outside looks like fruit, nice fruit, inside all rotten. This example they use Lama. Love Zana Buddhi Tamjidamba Sushindu Mizuwa Sangaji Choga Le Nazo Chapani Jene Nibi Kambala. She created a Jenji cover to machine to make the songs. Not worry about Baal, Samaya, Or you can do whatever you want to do. No, it's not Theravadan traditions. It's not Vinayaka's practice. It's like Tantric Baal. You can drink, you can, go with a woman, or you can do all kinds of things. Not in the world, it's just Tantra practice. Then it's like, sometimes you can, drink some kind of ritual things, drink that, using all kinds of instruments. But, then also, Chevalin, Jeje, Nebu Kambalas. Leprosy, what do you call leprosy? People with this, they lose their part of the bodies because there's some kind of virus, that even a person like that, then you cover with nice clothes, you don't see them. You don't see any of them, you don't see. It's all, it's like that, you know. You just ignore samaya, vow, you ignore all of them, then drink all kinds of things, you know, and then all kinds of things. You know, so then you... A lot of benefit, of course, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, next year public entities will come, good to receive initiations, good to have some kind of imprint, you know, connection with the Tantra teaching, but the same with knowledge, with understanding, you know, not like without understanding, you know, with understanding. So then there's good, you know, there's good things now. This is more like preparing you to, you know, receive initiations from qualified masters. Krita jinji kavata vashinta mevina sunje. Therefore, even in Tibet, some practitioners, they have no interest in the Vajrayana teaching. They have no interest. They just focus on Lamrim. They just focus on Lamrim. Much, much less. Risk-wise, much less. Benefit, you know, it's the foundations. If they are working with the foundation to build the foundations, to build house or castle, they are working with the foundations. Oh. Then become great Lamrim practitioners, such as Gen Lamrimba. You know, that's why he got name, Gen Lamrimba. Gen is teacher Lamrimba. That's why he got his name. He practiced Lamrim all the time. That's why Lamrimba. Risk-wise, much less. You know, so that's no less. Then he's already said, I don't know, the one reason why Buddha Dharma deteriorated so rapidly in India, because of Tantra teachings. People misuse. Devotees lose their faith. That's one reason why Buddha Dharma rapidly deteriorated almost to the zero in India. All the devotees lose their faith because people are doing all kinds of things. You know, it's not the teaching's problem, it's the poor people, you know, who can contaminate the teaching. Teaching is pure. Tera jida tribiji shung tada ne tamji sunga nabakun tamji mizu nabakun do meje tamji sushin do sunga la nabakun do ngabe tsu teta nyebache ne tamji sunga. You know, samaya is like something like, oh, Lama say, or if you receive Vajrayogini initiations, so then you recite Vajrayogini mantra maybe 7 times. There is samaya, there is part of samaya. Then you do that. Even though it costs your own life, you never miss that, you do that. 7 times, because Lama asks you to do, to receive Vajrayogini initiations, that's a part of samaya. Oh? There's not a vow, but it's part of samaya. Oh? Lama Maharaj said, oh, generally speaking, it requires you to do the sadhana practice every single day. So now most of you are, you know, in professors and monastery, you know, so you are studying 5 major texts. You don't have much time if you recite 7 mantras, Vajrayogini mantra. So that is enough. Even though, you know, traditionally you do have to practice sadhana practice, the Lama is giving special permissions. That's why Lama has to be qualified to do that. You know, you can just imitate, you know, like from somebody that. So then you do 7 mantras, you know. So if the part of the commitment is like the soul offerings, and soul offerings, if you have no time to do soul offering, then you multiply mantras that will cover the problems. So somebody, you miss the tzok. What do you do? You just 7 mantras that's coming from Lama in Samaya. Then you do 14. That covers, you know, like, the, you miss the tzok, that covers it. It covers it. It covers it, okay? Dita vu cha mi ru si cha ba le de de nye ba na Sūshī pūwāni ndōmbātāṁ, sūshī pūwāni ndōmbātāṁ. Dōshī chāngi chitā chīyā pārīm dāvā mīśyā pārīm tāṁ chīyā nāvī hiyā like lamas, like differentiating between samaya and vowels. Tela tamje ugadare. So then, you know, in the monastery, then, like, commonly they do self-initiation practice because person who die already have initiations. So then you perform self-initiation practice in front of the person who's, like, dying, so then their mind can join, you know, in the last minute, still worry about samaya and vow. It's not like, of course, when you're healthy, you keep them. Last minute, when you're dying, you still want to hear, you know, how to purify them. It's like some defilement, you have to purify them. And just in the last, that's why they do self-initiation practice. And sometimes people, they have no idea. They come, oh, can you perform self-initiation practice? You don't do that if somebody does not have any tantra initiation. Why you do that? Oh, I saw somebody do. You don't understand. You don't understand. The basic reason you do that practice to help that person to all the initiation they receive, you know, they practicing all sadhanas to help them there. So that's why you do, and person will join. You know, if your dead person is not able to say or do anything, just listen, you know, just listen. So then their mind, you know, can engage whatever sadhana you are saying, so their mind is very familiar with that. You know? So you don't do that for every person who is passing away. So that's also another reason good to know, you know, so because you don't, you do that because somebody else is doing that. Doesn't make sense. So that's the reason. Or you may say, oh, maybe that person is not really doing good job because I saw in India or Nepal they do initiation, self-initiation practice, so now he's not doing that, or she's not doing, he's not doing. You can't blame them, no, you don't understand. So do you only do, you only perform that puja or practice someone who already have initiations before, not just, you know, and someone who doesn't have any initiation, you just do that, means nothing. Mean nothing. Just this mean nothing. So just for the sake of knowledge, you know, second knowledge, as I mentioned many times, this is like preparations for you to enter or engage into vajana practice. Preparations. Tell a tangent of Domashija returns, or tell tangent of Domashija returns. It's not just a request this time, many years you requested me to explain Vajrayana teachings. I always say, you know, like, I don't remember what I said, but you know, it never happens, you know. So, if you have some kind of expectation, oh, everything's going to be easy, that's a mistake, that's a big mistake, Is this sacred? It's very, very sacred. Very, very important part of teachings. If you think, oh, it's going to be very easy, so it's going to be much easier than Lamrim, that's a big mistake, It's not going to be easy, you know. So, but, you know, so, I think I need to say that. It's important. I need to say that, you know, so because this is you preparing you to engage yourself into tantra practice. So then you need to know advance. You need to know, I think, clearly, you know, what's the benefit, what's the downside, all of them. Then based on that, everybody is capable. We are all capable to enlighten this life. We are all capable to practice tantra and like, Lama Zubar always said, when you do, do it well. Otherwise, don't do it. Why you do? Do it well means, you know, with knowledge. So then, you know, then every practice you do, it will lead you closer and closer. Every step you take is opening the door for, not hell realm, it's opening the door for enlightenment. That's important, no? Otherwise, is over the door to lower realms. So that's what is happening. On this. That's why it's very important to understand. Okay. It's like same as Shakyamuni Buddha. It's like is Jawa Dojichang. It's like form of, you know, like celestial beings. Necessary to teach tantra teachings. You can't be just ordinary. You have to, you know, like what you call divine pride. So that's why Shakyamuni Buddha appeared as a Vajradhara and offered the tantra teaching. So not as a monk, not as a monk. In the first time. Dojichang Vajradhara. Dojichang is Dojichang Naji Goshuba Namji Gosumji Chuba. What Vajradhara said, you know, tantric practitioners, there are three doors, body, speech, and mind. Chuba didn't Gyoshi Gyosu She Cheba and has made some rules. No, of, you know, body, speech, mind. Dita Vachamiru can do this and that, and you cannot do. Tam Chiapale, Debe Nyebanam Sujipomani, because Vajradhara sets rules for tantric practitioners. There's something that they can do, that they cannot do, there's something you can do, that's the rules. If you cross that rule, you break the vows. You break the not somehow you break the vows. No, don't kill. If you kill, you break the vows. That's vows. Say don't do it. No, so then then Lama said do it, you don't do it. Lama said don't do it, you do, break the vows. Lama said do it, you don't do, break samaya. Makes difference, see difference? Lama said don't do, then you do. That's breaking the vows. Lama says, do it 7 times. I'm going to do only 3 times. Why I have to do 7 times? I'm American, you know. I live in freedom countries. I can do whatever I want to do. It doesn't work. In Vajrayati, it doesn't work like that. It becomes samaya. When Lama says, do it, you don't do, you break samaya. Distinguish between vow and samaya. Lama says, don't do, you do, you break the vows. There's a difference between vow and samaya, okay? Everything you need to know, everything you need to understand. Tene chabal deve nyabal sujibon nombaje, doji changi cheta chabal dawa mishyabane tamsi yinbe. Dobe chewa yinji ngotaduga minyo. So the difference is based on characteristic, not based on entity or aspect. No, it's based on entity. So probably no need to get deep into that because it's more clear, more complex. Tamji tela ringachi tamji za. So then now samaya, you know, there's like samaya that relates to the 5 Buddha families. Oh, so you tamzin is you, so then like samaya of 5 Buddha families, then like samaya of individuals, you know, the families of Buddhas, you know, 5 Buddha families. Ringa cha chi tamzik la tayabas you jas. Ringa chi tamzik tayabas you, even though there's like tayabas is like countless tayaba. Even like samaya 5, generally samaya 5 Buddha, there's many, there's so many. But if you summarize them, then do not tawata, yalak, you know, the root samaya and secondary samaya, you know. So, you know, now you understand, explaining to someone else how much merit you create, explaining to someone, hear the word, Samaya, 5 Buddha family, how much merit you create, you know. because you have knowledge. Now you know. Then you explain, you're giving the right information to someone else. You know, best form of generosity, you know, best form of generosity. So, what do you call that boat? No, ancient times, that boat, not the machines, that, you know, what do you call, they have like, they rely on wind, so the wind direct them. What do you call, huh? That has like, what is that called, the things that moves? Yeah, the whole, the fabric things, they know, that's your machines, huh? Sell? Sasanamatabe, Tajinchas. Seeing, raise your, what is called, this is called sell?
Raise your
sell. What does it mean? It means pure intention. Pure intention. Raise your pure intention like self. Self. Pasan number tabe. Tajin chals. Raise up. Tundi yon. Joyful efforts like wind. Joyful efforts like wind. You know, that kind of like, you know, test you in different places. Pasan number tabe. Tajin chals. Tundi yon. Lungi chus. Tundi yon. Lungi chus. Tundi yon. Lungi chus. Tuzong gumbi tuzi le damne, lijin kuresu na towa, lijin kuresu na towa, tuzong gumbi tuzi. Boat. Boat is like knowledge. Knowledge, oh? Knowledge of listening, hearing, reading, knowledge of thinking, knowledge of meditating. This is a boat. Oh. Tundi yon, lungichi, tundi yon, joyful ever is like wind, no? Tundi yon, lungichi, oh. Tuzong gumbi tuzi le damne, that's how you, ocean or lake is like symbolized samsara. Then that's how you liberate, not just yourself, all living beings, you liberate. First you raise self, that's pure intentions. Therefore, Sanjay Chodan, Sanjay Chodan, Chajay Bharatan, it's not just traditions. Why you say this? Because you say this to try to set up positive intentions to listen Dharma or explain Dharma. So that's why you say this three times. Make sure that you think, not just mumble in a word. That's why you say three times. Otherwise, you could say one or why not eight or nine, no? Three times. It's not just traditions. It's to see, you repeat the same word and need to think. If you're able to think, just one is more than enough. If you really want to think, you don't need any word at all. You don't need any word. You don't just say anything. You don't just say anything. You know, that's absolutely fine. You don't need to say anything if you can just think. No, you don't need to rely on word at all. So that's like, Sanjay, at the beginning of the class, Sanjay does what you do. That's like raising your cell. Raising yourself. So the wind, that you need to create a wind, joyful effort, you know, happy to listen. Even though it's so difficult, but happy to listen for a greater cause. Not just for myself, for all living beings, no greater cause. Joyful effort. Then you create the wind. So more likely than you are, like the sail will move, rather than just sit like, no trees, no. So then you already have the boat because you have knowledge, you know, there's a boat. Then lake is already there sometimes. It's not going anywhere. Sometimes it's not going anywhere, lake is already there. So the prayer that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa particularly dedicated for his mother, you know, called Beginning, Middle and End. You remember I asked you to recite Lhamula Pam knows because when Lhamula Mam passed away, so I... you don't remember?
I remember the prayer, but I remember the word.
Oh, name.
Yeah.
What is it? Beginning? Beginning of the middle and end. So beginning of middle and end. There's somewhere there you read. Time is over. But somewhere there you read. In the middle of there, somewhere you read. And you find that, you find that, okay. just you know, something sideline, huh? The root samaya and secondary samaya, if you summarize them, then it will be two. Root samaya and secondary samaya. Or, you know, sayatamti. Suyatamti. Temetamti sundu. Sayatamti. Sam is eat. Samaya of eating. Samaya of protection. Samaya of, you know, relying on something like that. This sundu samaya of sayatamti. Then suyatamji. Su means protect, you know, protect. Samaya protect, protections. De means, you know, rely on. Samaya rely on. Dishun to do it on the chenaza. Suyatamji ni satung shanga duji ma minishin landes. The food and drink, that's what the samaya eat, eating. Samaya of food or samaya of eating. That includes food and drinks. Shanga. Five great meats. Nobody eats shanga, langbo ji sha, tai sha. Palangi sha, tai sha, langbo ji sha, chiti sha. Shanga da dizinga, no, five drinks. Dizinga means shijilandes. Whenever you drink, if you are a tantra practitioner, whenever you eat, whenever you drink, you need to visualize all the foods like, you know, like this five great meat. All the drinks is like this five. As the dzinga, like they're called five nectar, actually itself is not nectar, you know, it's like Ramishimba, one of the Buddha's quality, one of the enlightenment qualities, even though you offer something very rotten, they see is pure. Ramishimba, Ramishimba. Not very tasty. For them, it's tasty. So anyway, so next class I'll explain you five great meat and five great drinks. Yeah, someone says, oh, I'm tantric practitioner, I can drink, and I can do that. Oh, good. No, you drink those one of five great drinks. You just drink one of them and see will they drink or not. They will probably not drink. Nobody drinks, no, generally. So then transform those into nectar. If you are truly tantric practitioner, transform those into nectar, they just drink deliciously. Not like make all kind of face. It's a disgusting like that. You are not tantric practitioner. Shanga, dzinga, so there's a eating, samaya, eating samaya of, you know, like eating samaya, so that means visualize, you know. There's many means practice, you know, like, Shanga, dzinga means chinchila means bless. The shortest way, om ahu, the shortest way to bless. So then offer to, you know, to the deities, that you also, you know, like enjoy. So, Sage Nanjo Juni Sheba Soso. So, likewise, the eating yoga, you know, been explained in the Tantra teachings. So, it is called eating yoga. How we are doing? Are you happy to hear this teaching? Tangpo jajin tu ma mantra sas, lama tsongkapa, you know. Beginning, learn, everything. And it's like learn much as you could, you know, learn like every text that available in Tibet, learn everything, all of them. Tangpo jajin tu ma mantra, beginning. Pardo shungu tamjit dambasan, middle. Everything that he learned, it becomes like very quintessential instructions. Even one syllable, you know, ka, it's just one syllable. Everything, kadam leshi, seji timas, every bit is like made out of gold. Whole mala, golden rosaries, you know, there's kadamba teachings, golden rosaries. Every bit benefits, every bit is valuable as a second bit, no? Kadam deshi, siji tumade, doa hangar na tenyus. Whoever see that, they get benefit. Oh. You just take one out, pure gold. Take two, there's pure gold. Same, value-wise, the same. Kadam deshi, siji tumade. So there's kadamba teachings, no? Kadamba teachings. It's like golden rosaries, no? Tambo jajin tu ba mandro pada shunu dam jen tambo taman yinze kudu kudu dam jen bi chudu ngusu no then after that you know so then everything that you learn become the critical instructions to liberation enlightenment then at the end day and night the thing of practice day and night you think of practice that's how you get enlightened you know, that's Lama Tsongkhapa's. When you summarize Lama Tsongkhapa's life stories, then you summarize the 3 points. Beginning, learn. Middle, everything what you learn become quintessential instructions. It's not just word. At the end, day and night. Practice. No? So then that's how you liberate it. Okay. Maybe Karen is scared. She left. Or she has something to do.
She had to go.
Okay. So, Tantra teaching used to give in a small group. It's not like hundreds of thousands of people, small group. Because every one of them well prepared, you know, to hold that nectar. You know, it's not contaminated, it's not leaky, it's not upside down, they're well prepared for, you know. Eating refers to food and drinks, shanga, dzima. So now in order to visualize food and drink, food is like great, fat, great meat, if you don't understand. There's nothing to visualize. If you don't understand 5 types of drinks, there's nothing to visualize. So therefore, you know, knowledge is important. You know, change like this. The change like this is a bless. Om Ahum. Om Ahum. When you say Hum, Om Ahum. When you say no, first you say Om, then say Ah, then Hum. Om multiplies. Om multiplies. When you say, when you think, oh, it's multiply, you know. Here I'm offering just one flower. I'm lighting just one piece of candle. In my mind, when I say Om, multiplies millions. of life in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions, not just today, all the time, till I reach enlightenment. That's the mindset you need to create vast amount of merit each time you light candles. So you can read Lama Adish's Light Offering Prayer. You can read that, you can memorize that, it's not that long. If you cannot memorize, just remember the meaning. Remember me. It applies to every offering, you know. It's not just, So then you offer, bless, Om multiplies. Transform into nectar, It transforms all the food and drink into some kind of nectar, Pure nectar. Who purify all the defect of color, the taste, the shape, it purifies all the defects. So that's why it's Om Ahu multiplies, become nectarous and pure. There's no defect at all. That's pure, Om Ahu only purifies all the defects. With that understanding, then if you say, there's a lot of benefit. Then, bless after the meanness, just to visualize the food is like five great meat, the drink is like, there's all these five sort of drinks. Then bless Om Ahu, then you make offers. Then you offer an offering to Lama, Father Lama, so then Shai Buddha Dhamma Sangha Lama, Rangi Longchava. Then after that, you use, Seji Nanjoro Juni Shepa Soso. So that's about Samaya related to the five Buddha families, general Samaya, not individual Samaya, general Samaya, that related to the five Buddha families, even though there's many of them, when you summarize, there's eating Samaya, that related to the five Buddha families. Not that difficult to do, just need to be mindful. So now the Suyatam, Samaya, to keep Samaya, keeping vow or whatever, Samaya, protections. Suyatam, Sadonchushi, so. 14 root vows, tantric root vows, then secondary, 8 secondary vows. Jesu, ngāji labjali devi nyeba tata sunshi, nyeba sunshi pāwa also, to keep all of them, 14 root vows. So, tamsi, tamsi, tsadun chupshis, that's like samaya of keeping, you can say samaya of keeping, or samaya of practice, or samaya of protection, means you are protecting from downfall, samaya of protection, so. So that refers to the 14 root vows, tantric root vows, then the 8 secondary vows. Lovely devi nyeba tata sunchipa vows, to keep them pure as possible. They are not expecting you to be perfect, because you are samsara being. If you are samsara being, Lama knows. You are some sort of being trying to receive initiation and try all your best. So they are not expecting you to be perfect, but they want you to try all your best. If you break them, there's a way to purify them. It's not like they're into the world. Then need to explain all these vows individually, need to explain very clearly. The Vajra Master needs to explain them very clearly. Nyabanam Suzu Ngote Vachenes. Are you watching time? What time is the? Do you want? Ngote Vachenes. Ngote Vachenes. Tuntuk, Six sessions. Six sessions. Tuntuk. Rangjula Nyabatata Kuemakutane. Six times a day you analyze whether I break this vow or not, you check. Likewise, we check our bank account. Six thousand banking yoga. How many lama you have? Wait a second. How many money you have in bank? No need to wait. Like this. No, exactly. No. Lama need to wait, count. If you have lama to count, but there's good news. But it's Six times, that's not like the highest, it's mandatory, you know, so if you check that many, so then more likely you know, keep them purely, that's why six times, two, you know, could be 16 times, could be 17 times, could be 19 times, there's no limit number, you know. Therefore, it's pretty much similar. Reciting Sisachin Guru Yoga is like checking. If you just mumble the word, that's not really checking. If you say and think, that's like, then you are checking just three times, no, six times. That's why Sisachin Guru Yoga. Tenji, then, Sakbar, Yudhiji Ongi, Kangjung Nyaban Namla Tenji, Shishit, Yudhiji Ongi. Due to environment. Then all the time, not just six times, all the time. You need to be mindful all the time. Generally speaking, not definitely, generally speaking, Sangha member living in the monastery will be less risk for breaking their vows, generally speaking, but no guarantee, generally speaking. No, there's a safe place Sangha member to be. No, there's no guarantee. But, you know, so then the West, you know, when you go somewhere, there's no Sangha member around. Then, you know, all the time you need to be mindful, all the time. So make sure that you are not, you know, polluted by downfall. So that's like the samaya of, you know, keeping vows or like protecting yourself from downfall, whatever you call. This is also quite important. There's four draws. Four different ways we break. Four different ways. First one, not knowing the vows. Of course, no. Not knowing. Misheba, tuanju goes. As Misheva means not knowing is the draw to one of the draw of downfall. Downfall? You're looking, what are you looking? Misheva Tuanju, that's what Misheva Tuanju goes. Then, Makuba, disrespectful. Disrespectful is another draw. Pameva, being careless. Not being conscientious, being careless. Nimomawa, the last one. A lot of inflicted mind. Nimomawa. Many disturbing thought. Tuwa jume goshivo. Tuwa, downfall, jume goes. The draw of downfall, draw of downfall. Four draws of downfall. So now, Then I'll stop when I finish the last samaya, and I'll finish your dancing. There's auspicious things, there's the root of all the cities, Mahasiddhi cities. The next times you could get hungry, just grab. You can grab something on the space. Namgajara or Yungudu, you can just get. Need money, just go like this. Anything, Namgajara or Yungudu, there's one city. Namgajalo Yamudu. Treasure in the space. Treasure in the space. Now, right now, there's no treasure. It's just empty. When you achieve city, it's all filled with treasures. Just cramped. Chugayuni Momo? Yes, yes, Momo. It's like that. Namgajalo Yamudu. Mudu in the city. Namgajalo. Treasure in the space. All means. You overpower. You overpower treasure in the space. The city, you know, just grab. You know. Now there's many different types of cities, not just the one example. Then Tibetans. So now Samaya up relying on the Dojichibu. So like such as Vajra, Bell. So now see, why they say you have to have them. If you don't have, you can just keep the image of those. Why? Because it's a part of Samaya. That's why. If you have all this, what's called what is it called? Substance of Samaya is what it's called. Substance of Samaya, that's what it's called. Such as, you know, Vajra, Bell, Mala, you know? And there's, you know, there's like 32 or maybe 16 or 32 of them, I don't remember, but you know, so then let's go on. What is that? James, please, can you, do you mind to bring this image? Do you mind the image? The image. Yes, and then this. Yeah, this is the one. Who did it? She did. Yeah, so this is a complete image. This is a complete image. For convenience, you know, it's quite convenient, you know. If you have means to get them, better to get them just rather than just keep the photo, you know. If you have means to get them, better to have them. Why? Because it's called substance of samaya. Just having that attracts all the, you know, yoginis, you know. It attracts all the yoginis, you know. And having that, you know, so like there's possibilities, you know, that because this is part of samaya, it's part of samaya. Yeah, wonderful, very good. Very good. But if you have means to get them much as you can, then it's good to get them rather than just, then it's like, if you have no means to get them, at least you need to keep the photo. That's what I say. Just keep the photo in the right from the beginning. Even though there's some kind of like, so if you have means to get, probably, getting them is better than just keeping the photo. So, who made this? Maybe Rama said you can make some of those and distribute it. So, your bigger one?
The same thing.
So this is good. It doesn't have to be big, and it's not real. So image, it doesn't matter, big or small. It just has to symbolize something. So that's easy to carry. So then then distribute it here. So, one way to create a course to practice Vajrayana or tracks, Not just yogini, it's also like yogis and yoginis. It attracts, It kind of attracts them. There's a reason why you do talk, at night, So sometimes you do, convenient ones we do during the day. But talk has to do at night. Time-wise, it has to do at night, There's a reason behind that, It's like, even though it's very inconvenient, that has to be during the night. The soul needs to do during the night, But it's me hard to say because most of the time I don't come to puja, guru puja. I used to come every day, so all the time. But So I don't like to say it. It's probably not good. Try to change a little bit slow. So when I come to guru puja, maybe sudden practice here, then turn a little bit. So then it's always here. Oh, this is inquiry. Then inquiry. People get. You always say, this is not correct, then people hearing this all the time, not correct. So, what do you say? People feel. Yeah. So, need to be skillful, So now this is the perfect time. We are talking about Vajrayana teachings. So talk. This is not that here we are doing Guru Puja, So, I come, say, this is Tamala, this is the wrong time. Someone come here with good intention to settle everything, then you say it's a wrong time. There's not much benefit. Now, this is not what we're talking about here. But we are not in the talk part yet, but it's here. Talk needs to perform at night. Whether you're doing it home, as a group, at night. That's the time wise, that's the best time.
Geshe-la, the reason we changed it to noon was to not conflict with classes. So if we did it at 5:00, is that considered evening, or does it really need to be later? Because we can.
Need to get somewhere else. This is Vajrayana, Samaya, Vow. These are very important.
Yeah.
It becomes conflict with the class. It's not good enough excuse. As a tantric practitioners, you have to do what you have to do. You know?
Yeah.
So I need to find some different locations. I mean, he doesn't have to remove all the altar, you know. So, so that's what I'm saying. This is like preparing you to practice Vajrayana teaching properly. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say some of the people come here and say that everything is wrong. Nobody likes to hear that. You know? So now this is, there are so many things we learned here. This is teaching Guru Puja, part of the Tantra teachings.
So my question, Geshe-la, is what time at night is the right time? Is
so seven, the, I don't know the time. It has to be night.
Night. So dark night or... Just
night,
trying to understand what's best.
Night means dark or light?
Dark.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we are not talking about time, we are talking about day and night.
Okay.
So soul needs to proper at night.
After dark, okay.
At night. So then there's reason behind the night. So then time is complicated because here you change time. You just go back and forth and everybody get confused, you know. So like 6 o'clock, now it's 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, now it's 5 o'clock. 2 times a year goes back and forth, you know. So like same 8 minor precept. It's not based on time, it's based on sunrise. You know, it's based on then based on that whatever that falls into 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it depends on the seasons. Sometimes like 6, sometimes like 5. Same like night, you know, whatever the time falls like, you know, in Switzerland in summertime there's like almost like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Then you do talk, you know, so then 10 o'clock. It's not night, it's like, well, I'm not sure. Night is mainly in people's mind. So at 11 o'clock, it's just light, there's a lot of light. People, you know, especially in Europe, you know, so, and you must see night, dark, you know, when it's get dark, when it's get dark. So there's reason I will explain, you know, after we finish, then I will explain the soak, how soak's been done, if you cannot do soak, what you can do, all of that. So then next year, when Kesan Vijay comes, you know, I'm going to request Vajrayogin initiation. So then, you know, you should receive that. So then after that, so it's the part of the commitment. So then, it's very good, you know, so very good. So then, not just receive them with the mind that, you know, I'm going to do the retreat, not just receive initiation, then postpone retreat, postpone. When you miss your commitment, doing retreat is over. You can't do retreat because you miss your commitment. No, it's very strict. It should not make easy. Easy, no result. Therefore, before you miss commitment, you do retreat. Then you start to complete the mantra. Then you fire puja. Then if you miss your commitment, you can do self-initiations, recover. Otherwise, you have to receive initiation all over again. Why is it so complicated? Because this is very, very important. That's why. In order for you to give initiation, you have to do retreat. You can't just give initiation because you know how to do. That's not good. No. You have to finish, complete the retreat, fire, put everything. Then you can. You are qualified to give initiation. That's how it needs to be given. Not just how you know how to do this, all the rituals, no, do that. That's not good enough. Therefore, Kesar Dumbuji, the last 3 months in Tibet, he's doing retreat. Because a lot of people requested him initiations. He's been doing retreat the last 2 months. And he's sometimes doing retreat. Now he's giving, you know, teaching. So that's how it's been done traditionally. That's should keep. You should keep like that, you know, pure like that. No, we don't have to receive initiation, we don't have to give initiations. Once you do, do it properly. You know? Otherwise, as I do. Yeah, so now time is over. So, next Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So then make this copy. If it's possible, you must make it like maybe at least 21 copies, 21 copies. So, yeah. Then also I will explain to you each one of them. I will explain, you know, what it means. I will explain to you. So then we have knowledge, huh? Not just teachers. Dagechin yasa benge vade dana lova gola gamba da jaba jaza lova lova yene mene mene no da jaja jaba da ne da ne ne la yene mene va. Mijo da jaja jaza da 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 mijo da jaja da ne da ne ne la yene mene va da mijo da jaja jaza da 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 da
In the Goal Prayer Book, please turn to page 263. We'll read the final Lamrim dedication. From my two collections, Vasis states that I have amassed some working with effort at this practice for great lengths of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those minds with the minds blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice, using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion. May I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. My heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread, have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this great path to enlightenment completement, wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives. Path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Now go to page 244 in the same book, and 244 and 245, and we'll say the short long life prayers, and go back and forth on the pages. Kanirawe korwe shinkam di pendan de wa malu shuwene chere si wa ten singya soyi chape si te bar de ten juchi jonu iye nana wang shortu awatare sen bara sopa lo sangye we de ton le pelshur shasir gengu lama so wa de Tu su chan chi chan gen ge we ten jin kyo pe we kun su do po tse chok sun kul we le mun tu du pa dok so du she gen du shap ten sho Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om 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 tare tu re so ha
Yeah, thank you. When I teach the Tantra part of Guru Puja, do I look very serious? Sorry for that. You know, when you teach, you have to be like, how do you say, joyful face. That's what it says. But so I don't have that. No joyful face. So when you teach, you have to be smile. You're supposed to smile and teach, you know, like. But Lambda Lambda Muji, when he teach, he has one stick. He keeps one stick here. No smile, there's no smile. You don't expect any smile from Lambda Lambda. That's, you know, passed a long time ago. Great master of message, master. He keep one stick. And we teach Nikolai. Just sometimes he's not touch his stick. Very serious, not that he is the one big stick here. But generally speaking, when you teach, you have to be kind of like, you know, joyful as well. So, but material is very heavy. It's hard to know, like, you know. But try to keep the intentions like white mountains. But you know, sometimes I also know. No range of that's the nature. Not like meditated for that. It's just automatic. Yeah, so